At least you're not.
A 26-year-old woman named Carla Aguirre. You see, Carla robbed a burger place in Oklahoma City on Sunday while armed with a hammer.
Okay.
She also brought her dog along. It's a pit bull that she left outside. She didn't bring it up to the intimidation factor or anything. Mm. She didn't bring it aside. But apparently they were just out for a walk, according to her, when she decided, you know what? I'm going to rob that place. So she smashed a credit card machine with a hammer, tried to take an entire cash register, but that was bolted down. So she broke it open with that hammer and ran off with a bunch of cash. Now, cops eventually caught up with her. She scaled some fences, ran through some yards. The dog couldn't get over him, so he was caught immediately.
Oh, really?
Left the
dog
out.
Has he been taken in for questioning?
Yes. He's not talking right now.
No, okay.
But she's facing charges of robbery with a dangerous weapon and just being a terrible dog owner.
Horrible,
don't ever leave your dog
Come
there.
On.
Dog just wanted to go out and pee. Come on. Feel good about yourself.
She needs to have a python so that sucker could just take her out.
Yeah, exactly. Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 27-year-old guy named Eric Aragaga, I think. Aragaga? Yeah.
That works.
Aragaga.
Okay.
He's from Pasco, Washington. Now, he was pulled over last Thursday for speeding. The officer, though, said Eric was acting a little strange. So he said, can I see your registration? And when Eric opened his glove box, the cop spotted some cocaine.
No.
The old Coke in the glove box.
Sure.
It's never a good thing.
The plastic baggie.
Eric knew he was screwed, so he said, you know what? Let's make a deal here. He asked the cop if he could just kind of forget about the Coke in exchange for a trip to Taco Bell. Now.
Really?
Believe it or not, okay. This is hard to believe, but the cop turned him down and arrested him for possession of cocaine. I don't know how he could turn down the free Taco Bell, but listen, sure. Some people are more better fit to be police officers than me. Because if you're going to offer me a few tacos, I'm like, all right, maybe that's fine. Hey, I'll feel good about yourself. Well, maybe you are, actually, because this is from Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
At least you're not.
A 57-year-old guy named Robert Elhorner in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. That's very close, by the way.
Very good.
I got a lot of friends. Now, old Robbie got drunk earlier this month.
Robbie.
And decided the only sensible thing he could think of was to start watching some porn.
There it is again. Second time we've talked about it this morning.
Well, his fun night didn't stay that way because his wife walked in right in the middle of him being excited, if
I
you know what
it.
I mean, about
yes.
the porn. Okay. Anyway,
yes.
They got in an argument, and Robert was so upset about his wife not wanting him to, you know, have some fun watching.
Thank you for the hand gesture. Every time he has to show me a hand gesture.
That he issued a threat to his own junk, which is weird.
Really?
He said, quote, if I'm not using it, I might as well shoot it off. Anyway, he grabbed a gun nearby. She ran away, and then she heard 5 gunshots.
Stop it.
And called 911. Now, when paramedics and cops got there, they found out that he was only pretending to shoot his junk off because what normal man would do that?
That's right.
Anyway, he said he fired the shots into the ground because he knew the basement was empty below him. He was arrested for endangering safety, reckless use of a firearm, and a felony being really dumb. But the good news is his junk is okay.
The Johnson is still workable. Very good.
Yes. Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 26-year-old woman named Nicole Wells from South Carolina. Now, it was prank week at her sorority last week, and she thought it would be a great idea. I guess in Charleston, they have horse-drawn carriages that give tours to the city, you know, like down in the city.
Sure.
You just jumping on.
Uh-huh.
Those are pretty cool.
Classic.
Anyway, Nicole decided to dress up as a Tyrannosaurus Rex and scare the horses by jumping out of some bushes.
Well, that's not
nice. Not sure why you would do that, but she did, and a witness reported a roaring Tyrannosaurus Rex running full tilt through the streets and trying to scare horses. Anyway, it worked. The two horses freaked out. Why wouldn't a horse freak out if a Tyrannosaurus Rex comes out of a bush and scares them? One of the drivers, the carriage drivers, was thrown to the ground, and some of the people that were in it wound up getting hurt.
Hurt?
Yeah. One of them had a broken foot. Anyway, the police had no leads at first because they couldn't ID a person dressed as a dinosaur.
Right.
Here's where it gets crazy.
Okay.
Nicole turned herself into the cops on Friday.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so she just said, you know what,
it was me.
She
felt bad.
Yeah. Anyway, she was cited for disorderly conduct, and here's one, wearing a mask or a disguise on a public street. I had no idea that was a crime there, but it is. So there you go. I guess at the end of the day, the horses got the last laugh.
Leave the animals out of your freaky deaky weeky.
Freaky deaky weeky.
Just
saying.
That's what's happening this week.
Marco and Krista mornings. 93.1 Jams.